Christ to the Nations and the Nations to the Church. Daily Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Refuge by Dr. Carol Geisler. Monday, October 19th, 2020. Psalm 46, the first three verses. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. We're familiar with the idea of a refuge, a place of safety. Sometimes the term refuge refers to the efforts to protect animals, as in a wildlife refuge, a park, an enclosure where animals are protected from hunters. More often we hear of people seeking refuge, refugees that flee violence or religious persecution. Others may be desperate to find a place of refuge during a storm that causes the sea to roar and foam, or a severe earthquake when the earth gives way. Even if we're not enduring violence, persecution, or raging storms, you and I still need a refuge, a place of safety, a place to hide. In times of illness and fear, in times of grief and guilt, where can you go? Those are storms of a different kind, trouble and worry that readily follow you into fenced enclosures and into concrete strongholds. Where will you find a place to hide from troubles like that? You and I don't need to run anywhere or search in frantic fear for a safe place. Because God is our refuge and strength. We don't have to find Him. He comes to us. He is a present help in trouble, right beside us in all the circumstances of our lives. He's our refuge in days of grief. He's our refuge in days of fear. He's our refuge even when the sea and sky rage in a storm, or when mountains crumble and fall into the sea during an earthquake. God set the earth on its foundations. God told the ocean waves, "Thus far you shall come and no farther." He created these things, and He still commands them. God is our refuge. God is our ever-present help, because there was no refuge for His Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. As the hour of His death drew near, Jesus did not try to hide. He did not try to shelter Himself from the events to come. Soon He would be betrayed. He would be arrested and unjustly condemned to death. And yet He said, "What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I have come to this hour." John 12:27. The powers of evil roared and raged against Him as He hung helpless on the cross. Darkness deeper than any storm gathered overhead as Jesus suffered God's just judgment on human sin. In a cry of victory, in a cry of obedience, Jesus called out, "It is finished," and He bowed His head and died. At His death, the earth gave way. The mountains trembled. And then on the first Easter morning, the earth gave way once more, as an angel rolled back the stone to reveal Jesus' empty tomb. By God's grace, through faith in Jesus, you have a hiding place, a place of refuge and healing in the wounds of our crucified and risen Savior. Would you pray with me? Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus, for the sake of your dear Son, be our refuge. Be our ever-present help in every trouble. Amen.